Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dress warm this morning, just 10 degrees as we get into Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Getting married, looking to pay off some debt? Pioneer Valley Credit Union offering personal living loans. For more details, you can visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, well, we found out about what's going on with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and the rules that Queen Elizabeth has laid down for the both of them.
Oh, so even when they're out, they're deroyaled.
They've been deroyaled. Huh. Well, they cannot use Royal Highness titles anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They are required to step back from royal duties now, so it's not like you pick and choose what you get to do. They will no longer receive public funds from royal duties. They will repay millions spent on the refurbishment of Frogmore Cottage.
Wow, really? Millions, huh?
Oh, how interesting. She spent a lot of money on that house and maintain private patronages and associations, it says. So, the thing is, they got those titles. The Royal Highness titles when they got married. And I don't know if that means they can't use their Duke titles anymore, because Harry's official title was His Royal Highness, the Duke of Sussex.
Right. Wow.
Plus some other titles. And hers is Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Sussex.
Right.
So I guess maybe none of it.
I would keep the name just because it looks cool on a driver's license. That's a huge title.
It's a nice business card.
It really is, too. It continues to the back.
Yeah.
In the meantime, it looks like Prince Charles is going to help them out with their financial transition in the first year. And the Queen says they will always be much loved members of my family.
Nice.
Just not paying for them, I guess.
It's good. Mm. Yep.
Greg Page, the original lead singer and founding member of The Wiggles, involved in a medical incident, they're calling it, during a relief concert for the bushfires in Australia. Remember,
oh,
I told
yeah.
you?
Yeah,
they
were gonna
do
out.
This, yeah, they were going to do this concert. And yeah, they said that it was at the end of the show. They had to call the medics. He was taken to the hospital. And they didn't really say exactly what was happening. But Greg has said in the past that he's had health problems. And one of them was what's called orthostatic intolerance. And it's something to do with your blood pressure and a shift in the blood pressure. And that could be what caused him to pass out. He's had fainting spells. Quite a bit of them, but we hope that's all that it is, and it's nothing more serious than that. We wish them all the best. We're just glad that they were able to reunite for that show.
Yeah,
congratulations to supermodel Ashley Graham. She gave birth to her first child with her husband Justin.
Aww.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, little boy born Saturday at 6 p.m.
Nice.
So good time to
nice.
Have a baby.
You know, yeah, nice and get, even.
Yeah,
nice and even memorable number.
Right,
usually it's like 6:04
right,
or something
right,
like
right.
that. Yeah.
Six. It's good. It's good scheduling.
Just in time for primetime programming, right? Well, we told you Beyonce hooked Reese Witherspoon up with her Adidas by Ivy Park collection.
Oh, yeah.
I guess she's not the only one.
Stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. She sent her lots
right.
of clothes. We weren't sure why, but it turns out Reese wasn't the only one getting special treatment. Apparently, Janelle Monáe, Cardi B, Ellen DeGeneres, Yara Shahidi.
Wow, that's a lot of U-Haul trucks.
Michelle Williams. Yeah, and this line, it just dropped over the weekend. It's practically sold out.
Well, probably she just gave all it away.
Probably
right.
because, yeah,
nothing
she
left.
Gave most of it away.
Wow. You might be able to find the used stuff on eBay.
That's
Reese,
right.
Reese
yeah,
I
yeah.
think, might put some stuff up later.
Call up Janelle Monáe. What do you, don't you want?
That could actually add value to it. You never know. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They have personal living loans now available. If you're planning a vacation, need some extra cash, you're looking to pay off debt, for all the details, you can call 733-2800. All right, so what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, the Screen Actors Guild Awards was this past weekend. We've got some behind-the-scenes gossip for you. So Joaquin Phoenix, he actually won Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a leading role for Joker.
I saw the Joker. He was amazing.
And you'd think he'd go out and celebrate after, but he passed on the SAG Awards after parties and headed instead to a slaughterhouse that well, had a bunch of pigs waiting to head to their final destination. So he joined this protest that was there, and he hung out with them and squirted water to the pig's snouts, taking good care of them. Not only did he attend this protest, he convinced the Hollywood Foreign Press to serve an all-vegan menu at the Golden Globes. So, I mean, he's definitely passionate about this kind of a cause. Tom Hanks' wife, Rita Wilson, she made sure to have a reliable glam squad to attend her needs because she was almost left completely disheveled for the Golden Globes. She chastised that glam squad for being an hour and 20 minutes late to get her ready, despite her booking them months in advance. So while she showed off her new look for the SAG Awards, she threw a little shade at them.
Wow. Glam squads are hard. I know Lopez has a tough time keeping a good one.
That's true.
And actor Pilou Asbak, who played Euron Greyjoy on Game of Thrones, he was being interviewed about the show, and he was asked what he gets asked the most about in regards to the show, and he replied, "You know what I get most now? Why did you guys mess up season 8? But he didn't say the word mess. He dropped a bomb instead on live TV. It wasn't appreciated.
But we appreciate it because it makes dirt.
Meghan Markle's estranged father, Thomas Markle, speaking out about his daughter and Prince Harry's decision to distance themselves from the royal family. And he is not holding back. He did an interview with Channel 5 in the UK saying it's embarrassing. When they got married, they took an obligation to be part of the royals.
Oh my gosh.
He says they're destroying it. They're cheapening it, turning it into a Walmart with a crown on it. Hello, pot. This is the kettle. I mean, it's really...
Do you feel better now that they're deroiled?
He thinks that they're cheapening it. So
He just wants to... Whatever they do, he might just say... He'll say, like, the opposite would have been better.
Probably.
It sounds like.
In the meantime, this could be one of the reasons why he's not a godparent to their children.
Yeah.
Turns out the godparents are actually connected to Prince Harry. It's his nanny, Tiggy Pettifer, and also Prince Charles' equerry. I had to look up what an equerry was.
Yeah, it's what is it?
A horse?
It's a member of the royal household who is responsible for a lot of the duties.
But it can
also be someone who's in charge of the stables.
Gotcha.
And again, what?
Equerry.
Okay. I'm going to go around telling people I want a job as equerry.
Equerry. Sounds
Change
fun.
Change of careers.
More babies to tell you about. We told you about supermodel Ashley Graham's baby this past weekend. Christina Milian, a mom again. Her son Isaiah was born this weekend. And also model Bar Raffaelli welcoming her third child. She posted a picture saying, "This is what real glam looks like, third baby in 3.5 years. I'm sorry. She can post all the makeup-free selfies she wants, and she still looks amazing.
I'm sure it's
just not
makeup-free.
It looked like it was intended to be, let's just say.
Hey.
And Justin Bieber came very close to having an awkward run-in with Taylor Swift at the gym. He was working out. They said, "You gotta leave." They told everybody they have to leave, to be honest, because Taylor had booked a private appointment. But we know that Taylor and Justin don't really get along, so I'm wondering if they would have let everybody else stay if it weren't for Justin, and they were just trying to make it look like everybody had.
Come on. There's enough treadmills for everybody. Have you seen gyms?
I know. What do you book a personal thing at the gym so they have to clear out a gym?
Do you want everybody seeing you do squats?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you imagine people would surround her?
I know, right. That's true.
And that's your Dirt
like
at 740.
Like a dance circle.
Hey, at least that's good support, right? They cheer you on.
Yeah.
Got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking to pay off some debt or have some work done around the home, Pioneer Valley Credit Union can help with a personal living loan. For more details, call 733-2800. So what's up in gossip, Dina?
All right. I mean, everybody's been waiting for this to happen.
Yes.
It looks like it might finally be happening.
Okay.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston reuniting at the SAG Awards this weekend.
Wow. I bet you they laughed, too. It's like, let's get together and just make a big scene.
How together were they?
The world just melted. Well, there was this moment, like, Jen puts her arm on Brad's chest.
Was it all in slow motion?
Okay.
It was all in slow motion, wasn't it?
And he held onto her arm for a brief moment, held onto her
hand. This doesn't sound like anything
yet. Oh, this is something. The two of them, they split in 2005. They really haven't had much interaction publicly.
Did one of them fall and they were like, grab their hand?
No.
Did she just go up to him and put her hand on his chest without them talking?
Well, they were talking.
It was just like a random, like...
But what people pointed out is, like, you know, it was so reminiscent of their wedding because here he is in a tux, here she is in a white dress.
Oh, my gosh. This is really pushing it for me.
And then he was backstage. He was posing for some pictures, talking to people, and then he just kind of like shut everything down so he could go watch Jen on the screen accept her award. And he just had this like enamored look on his face.
What I think
is
weird
for her
was he was dancing with Leo DiCaprio all night. Where's that story of those two together?
That's true.
Huh?
Well, the weird thing is they did ignore each other at after parties. So that's interesting. Like, they only played it up for the cameras. But I have to say, the best tweet of the night was, breaking, Queen Elizabeth has asked Brad and Jen to serve as senior members of the royal family.
Oh, gosh. They need some replacements,
that
right?
That I would believe.
I guess. Johnny Depp performed on stage at a high school in California this past weekend. Is his career suffering that much? No. It was for a charity. It's called the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. I guess it's like this open pot of money that artists can tap into if they fall on hard times. He played songs like Taking Care of Business and Dancing with Myself. And he even played more songs when the crowd prompted him. So it sounds like he was definitely having fun and knew he was supporting a great cause.
That's like surreal. Nice. Like him at your high school gym performing. That's just wild. It's cool for the kids.
Probably regret not showing up thinking it was just going to be the high school band, huh?
Yeah.
Got some Teen Mom gossip for you. According to Ace Showbiz, Brianna DeJesus is looking to get some procedures done yet again. Just 2 years after she went under the knife to enhance, now she's going to de-hance, I guess. She says she wants to go smaller, and she also wants to do her behind again, and a reduction as opposed to the
induction
she had the first time.
Like that word, yeah.
I just wish she would stop messing with her body. She's so young, you know? And then with Janelle Evans, Teen Mom star's ex, Courtland Rogers, back in jail again for some felony charges. Oh, he looks rough in his booking photo because he has had it rough. He's been accused of a lot of things with drug paraphernalia, some sort of a ring. It's a good thing that she got rid of him because it sounds like he was definitely bad news overall. And Madonna canceling yet another concert on her Madame X tour.
What's her tour called? Like the cancel tour?
Yeah.
I guess it's
the actual tour.
X out these dates.
I guess
Madame X out all those extra dates.
And it's sad because she did it just 45 minutes before the show last night.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, people were already there and ready.
Yeah.
And all she would say is, sorry I had to cancel, but I have to listen to my body and rest.
You know, I hope she's doing okay though.
I hope she's had to do this a lot.
I mean, we joke about it, but I hope physically
you think maybe
she's
something's
okay.
Wrong.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe, but she should do that a little earlier. If there is something wrong, she should need to seek help.
Could be anxiety. You don't know.
She's been dealing with a bad knee. We know that so far. Mm-hmm. So that could be part of it, but she's canceled 8 shows. And if she has to reschedule all these, I mean, somehow I have a funny feeling it's going to be like the whole size of a tour all over again.
Yeah, right. But she's trying to hang in there, obviously, because she's waiting, you know, right before the show.
She might want to rename this the Madame X Farewell Tour and just be done with it, I think.
Wow.
Sometimes it's time to hang up the touring costumes, okay? And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports.
Madonna can come back and perform for any high school around here, and I will see her.
Get all the reports and the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.